Joined now by Rajiv Miraj, who has made it all the way back from a couple of harrowing spills here on the Naira circuit. Raj, it's Anthony and Jude. Welcome to the Equine Forum.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Rajiv, congratulations. First win back. We heard the rejoin clip of Bass River Road taking the second here at Aqueduct on Wednesday. 1,674 wins in your career. I would think that's up there as one of the most gratifying, is it not?
Yeah, it definitely is one of the most gratifying wins. I've won. It surpasses even some of the biggest wins in my career emotionally, because to get back to riding, the obstacles that I had to overcome and the work that I had to put in, I've never dedicated myself to anything in my life as much as I did to actually being able to ride again and getting my body back to health. I really had to put in a lot of dedication and did a lot of extra. And to feel like I actually paid off, and it was just such a satisfying win, not only for me, but also for the journey that I've been through and my family that's there supporting me. And they've been through the rough times with me, helping me up with all the recovery and all that. So it was just a great win for all of us.
You know, the impressive thing, the physical work that you did was phenomenal. And, you know, we were together most of the winter down in Florida this year, and just to watch you go through it was heart-wrenching, and I know how badly you wanted to get back. But the mental aspect of coming back is probably the toughest thing. The physical work, you're an athlete, and you're used to working out and doing things, so you can get by that. But the mental aspect, when you see your friends are out there riding and winning, you're seeing horses that you rode to victories, and they're winning, and you're sitting on the sidelines, that's the hardest part, isn't it?
Yeah, the hardest part of it mentally is actually when you're going through the phases and you know, you're in bad physical shape, like I was in bad health, a lot of pain and stuff, and then things start going good for a couple of days. And you're like, yeah, you feel like it's going up. And then the next day, it's all like starting from scratch again. That's the hardest part. It's like there's a lot of times that I was frustrated and kind of thinking like, am I delusional thinking that I'm actually going to be able to ride again? And, you know, even though the doctors say that, you know, the way I felt was I didn't feel athletic. I was in a lot of pain. And so mentally, it's hard to keep yourself motivated to think that you're actually going to get to that point, because I was very far from the point of riding. So,
Raj, let's backtrack a little bit. We kept in touch both personally and professionally throughout your journey back. Had you on various shows on the network a couple of times. Just always wanted to keep checking in and let HR and Nation know how you were doing. Everybody was always asking about you. What was it like, and when did the doctors give you the green light and say, okay, you can get back out in the morning and start getting on horses?
Well, the doctors pretty much gave me the green light earlier in the year. In regards to my bones, they were healed. But I wasn't – my bones are healed, so I would be able to – if I were to ride a horse and fall, I'd be able to absorb an impact and not be further damaged. But the thing was, I didn't feel good. Even though they said that my injury seems healed, I didn't feel like that. I was in bad shape. I felt far from the athleticism that I need and the health and the strength that I need to ride horses. So because I was in pain and I was weak and my mobility was bad, because I wore an upper body brace for 9 months, which kept my spine aligned straight to make the bones healed. But what that also did was that limited my mobility, my range of motion. It took a long time of therapy to actually reverse that to where I got flexible again and stuff. So I was actually cleared my bone-wise from a few months before I rode.
Talking with Rajiv Miraj, who just got back to the saddle early November, back to the winner's circle this past Wednesday aboard Bass River Road. All right, so you're in front. You turn for home. I was booting and scooting as hard as I could. You were working a little harder than me, I can tell you that. You're at the eighth pole. What's going through your mind?
It's like any other race going through my mind. At that point, I felt like there was a challenge coming from a horse on the outside that was closing in, and my horse was giving me all that he had, but it seemed like the margin was getting, you know, the horse was cutting into my margin. So obviously I was just trying to motivate him, keep him, you know, to get everything out of him so he could last the next furlong. And thankfully he did.
Wow, you had to ride a whole furlong. that's a sinking feeling, huh? When the horse is tiring and you still got an eighth of a mile to go. They didn't make it easy on you, huh?
Right, yeah, I mean, yeah, sometimes like you get a little desperate, like, please, come wire. I didn't want the wire to come. But I wanted the wire to come faster than the four horse that was coming after me.
All right, so we got the win under our belt. The next question, of course, is, do I have my poker buddy for the winter in New York, or are you going to go pilfer all that money down in South Florida?
Wow. I mean, it's like one of the hardest decisions to make right now because there is just nothing cut in stone that makes this decision easy. There's nothing there's nothing outweighing Florida, or there's nothing that, you know, that seems so clear cut to make a decision. So at the moment, I'm trying to play day by day, but I know the timing is kind of short. I have to kind of make a decision soon. Whatever decision I make, I'm going to have to stick with it. But, I really don't know. What do you think?
I think you're Jamaican, and you don't need to be in the snow. I think you need to be where it's warm. That's what I think. Now the big A's got another. He's got another side of the story.
don't take my buddy away from me. I need my buddy up here for the winter.
Yeah, well, so, I like to have him in Florida.
Did you guys see my Twitter poll?
I did. I voted.
So I put that question on Twitter. Yeah, what do you guys think? Should I go to Florida or for Gulfstream or stay here in Aqueduct? After one day, about 12 hours of the poll being up, there was approximately like over 550 votes. It was split dead in the middle, 50-50.
Wow.
Absolutely nothing outweighed the other one. And I'm thinking, that's the way I feel in my head right now. So.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second, though. Does weight count? Because my vote should certainly count more than other people's, probably any other of the 900 votes you got in this thing.
Right. Well, yeah, that's probably why it's leaning towards Aqueduct, I guess, at the moment.
Normally, wherever I am, something is leaning. Again, we're talking with Rajiv Miraj. Raj, you win that race for Jeremiah, who's a good friend of yours. Make it a little more special to have, you know, your friends in your corner in every way possible, the better part of the last year and a half, you know, emotionally, literally, physically. We saw, you know, there were the more famous picture tweeted out was you in that back race you were talking about with a full on, beard and Graham Motion sitting next to you. A little more special winning it for a friend like Jeremiah.
Yeah, it's definitely winning any race is great, and always for people that you're familiar with and you know personally. Also, Mike Rapoli, who was the owner of the horse, he's a good friend of mine, and he's always been somebody that has helped me out, you know, guiding me throughout the years and supported me with mounts, and to win for him, that was very special as well. two guys that have given me a lot of opportunities in the past, and to see that they still have faith in me and give me opportunities and still have my back pretty much, it's a very good feeling, because sometimes when you're down, it's hard to have, you know, people stick by you.
Well, you never lost your smile. I can say that, even though you were going through a lot of stuff physically and mentally, you always found your smile someplace, and that says a lot about you.
Well, and you know what that is? I really feel that has a lot to do with my family, because, you know, at the end of the day, my happiness and joy primarily is with my family. So whether I can ride horses or not, which is my passion and what I love to do, I have so many great people around me, like, you know, my wife and my parents and my brothers and cousins and aunts, and we're a close-knit, loving family, and we always like to have fun, the Mirage. They just like to enjoy themselves and be happy. You would think that we're all billionaires the way we smile all the time. It's just something in my family, but we're happy.
Well, Raj, listen, before we let you go, if you had to pinpoint one thing that was the toughest on the road back, just one thing, what was it?
Pinpoint one thing. Overcoming frustration. The frustration when you're 6 months, 8 months in the injury and you can't bend over to put your sock on, and you're frustrated that you can't even do that. To overcome that and not get mentally depressed and deterred from the end goal, which is being healthy, and to overcome that and keep pushing forward, keep working out, you know, just overcoming frustration and just keeping that positive attitude. That's the toughest thing, because there's a lot of things that you can interpret very negatively throughout that process, and it can be frustrating. So I think that's the hardest part, is to mentally stay focused and not get frustrated.
Well, it's great seeing you back. It was certainly great seeing you back in the winner's circle. Hopefully there are many, many more to come, whether it is here in the Big Apple this winter or down at Gulfstream Park. You know, we wish you nothing but the best. You've been a good friend to the network, and I hope there's hundreds of more winners and thousands of more winners to come in your career.
Thank you. I hope so. Thank you. And it's always nice talking to you guys. Thanks for having me on.